God. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody out there. This is, this is Too Much Monitor. This is Not So Shy John, and with special guest star in studio, Mr. Tucker Booth. Come join me.
Thanks for having me today.
I'm so glad to be here today. I really am.
It's
been a big week. Lots of stuff going on. Nothing of any consequence for you or me, I would imagine. But
it's been a slow week, John.
It's
slow.
Been
tepid, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. It's lukewarm at best, huh?
It's kind of like this. I'm still here. Cool.
Hey, woke up in front of the TV. Yeah,
exactly. How you doing, TV? Nice to see you. It's been a minute.
Crazy world. Oh, well, you're doing the blue cord. Okay, I'm going to hit the red cord.
Blue cord beard. Hello, blue cord beard. Nice to meet you.
I sure hope that blue cord mic is just not terribly dependable, but it seems to be working fine today.
Gently. And if it isn't, then I'm going to hit it.
Well, then I'll just audacity you all over the place later like I did before.
I was telling John I'm having this new tendency to feel like I want to smack the shit out of everyone. Not literally, but, like that strong sensation. Like, I just want to dress you down like a Turkish prison guard.
Like, wake up! Wake up!
Wake up!
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Hey, I had a real treat last night. I listened to my news program, which all you dear listeners out there just heard, on the other station that they play it on.
Modesto?
Modesto and Salinas. Yeah, yeah.
Our other station out there, the other thinking station on the internet.
Our sister station, a community broadcast station.
And it's like, I think unruly, it's, I guess,
I think
days.
If you're in the Salinas area, I think it's 106.1. I just became familiar with it last night, so I don't know everything yet. But
you don't know everything yet, John?
Oh, I'm working on it. I'm working on it,
We all know everything.
Joni knows everything.
Yoga
is like the answer. It's the secret.
It's between all of us. Yeah, I think between all of us, we probably know everything.
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
Well, maybe not just the three of us.
I just said it on Earth.
Might take the other 7 billion as to contribute,
By Accidental Yogist. Please listen to the Accidental Yogist on Kill Radio.
Happy yoga.
Every Wednesday from 1 to 2:30.
Hope your tummy stays happy.
Yes. Please listen to her. Seriously, please, now.
Oh, poor Joni just told us a terrible story about how ill she was yesterday, and I suspect it was probably food poisoning. I don't know.
I suspect it was Obama. I think Barack Obama wants her sick. And I ain't
lying. They used to blame everything on the communists, and now we have Muslims to be our whipping boy.
I know, secret Muslims.
Really?
Some secret Muslims.
Something secret going on, I don't know. Something they don't want you to know.
They, meaning they with a supposedly capital T, but really it's a small T, but just as small as their deflated little dinguses, dude.
I think probably they... Them, it's them. It's not me, it's them.
It's them.
It's definitely
it's
them.
Like, Gloria, baby, please don't go.
But then, what does the girl say when she's breaking up with you? It's not you, it's me, it's you.
Hey, honey, I don't mean to be rude, but it might be both of us.
It's usually mutual, mutual harmony or mutual discord. Really, it takes two. Yeah.
Life is kind of an exercise in self-hate until you quit making it one.
Well, yeah. It's something I've been tussling with for a long time now, and trying to put that outside of me. But if it's there, then it's in you, really.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Hey, get it out like Joni got that shit out of herself when she was puking.
Purge.
Purge that shit.
Purge. Here, use this. This is better.
Oh, better. Right.
Yeah.
Taking care of our medical needs.
I had some great emails this week. I don't know.
What'd you get?
Bennett just sent me a great email and something he found on the web. But he was saying, okay, this is 10 questions to distinguish real from fake science. And it's
this
from Forbes.
Offensive.
It's from Forbes. So, it's come from a reasonably reputable source.
Well, so this wasn't the Todd Aiken study group on this one about, legitimate rapist science. Dumbass, what the fuck are you talking about? They do get tight when you want to stick your pecker in one. What, you never noticed?
They had to clench down on it like that?
That's some Dr. Oz. I don't know what you're talking about.
But, this is, I don't have, it's like two pages, so it goes on. I don't know, I'm sure there will be an opportunity to bring this up at some point. You know, sometimes I wish I had more than one two-hour show, because sometimes I come in and I think it'd be great because I got all this material and all this stuff to talk about and all, you know, all these different things. It'd be great to have more, you know, more time to be able to just stretch it all out,
hey,
you know?
Hey, John boy. Really. Hey, John boy.
Hey.
Monday's 2 to 4, motherfucker.
Monday.
Tucker Booth needs a job starting this Monday on killradio.org, if I do declare.
Woo-hoo. Got a
welcome
meeting.
Welcome anytime on my couch.
We have a meeting on Thursday, you all.
Okay.
You know, anybody wants to come. And we are going to have it at least one more time at the Regent China Inn there across from Felipe's. But we may very well move it to the Boba restaurant downstairs.
We may not be loving the Regent China Inn long time.
Oh, well.
God, this is fucking awful. Let me try again. We may not be loving them long time. Is that funnier?
Well, they, you know, they were only kind of loving us as long as we brought in lots of money. But
yeah,
you know,
say, by loving us, you mean fucking milking our ATM cards.
Well, you got to understand too. I mean, we're taking up a lot of space. We're making a lot of noise. We're making a big mess. We're
John,
as much trouble as all their other paying customers. You have to look
empty
at it from both sides.
It's fucking half empty when we go in there, bro.
Well, but it's still work for them.
Oh no.
You know.
Oh no, work to make money. Oh no.
Well, and you know, okay, now you start with two people, and then it goes to four, and then it goes to six, and then it goes to 13 people, and four of them order all at different times. I mean, we're actually working them,
but
you
John,
know?
Let's just, I'm going to ask you this straight up.
Yeah.
If it was just 13 pasty faced Iro Scotch descent.
I swear, I thought she was 18. What? Yeah.
No, I'm saying a bunch of just straight French looking, Irish Scotch, Cornish looking mofos.
Uh-huh.
Do you really think them people are going to be having problems with us being in there? Because I know they may be from another country, but that country be racist as a motherfucker, dude.
Well, a lot of them are. A lot, you know, and I think...
They don't even like the white man. They think we're a bunch of fucking devils, too.
Ever since I became a minority, I don't think it's made me any more hypersensitive because it's, you know, I have encountered it numerous times in this great big metropolis city.
I said now that I've became a minority, because you know what? White people, in case anyone didn't know this, we've been minorities before, too.
Yeah.
We got traded by the black man a few fucking 100 years ago, and you didn't even know.
Yeah. Huh.
Look it up. People get mad as fuck when a white dude says that. You know why? Because you didn't know about it.
Yeah, well, because...
It's in them history books,
you know,
though.
Classically, well, I mean, you know, even you and I are fighting against rich, fat white men, you know?
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, the most worst screw jobs I've ever had were by white people, to be sure. I mean, it's very, very seldom that I have encountered bad situations or dishonesty amongst my minority acquaintances, and I have some very deep, dear, long-standing friends from all the different cultures in the world. A number of them. I don't need to name various names, but I have deep, long-standing friends who I trust. I would leave them the keys to my apartment and let them stay for 3 weeks if they wanted, because they're that close to me, and I trust them that much, to be sure.
I'd let them procreate with my paternal cousin.
You want your sister to marry one?
All I'm saying is...
My sister almost did.
While I was still taking classes at the university before I got kicked out for... I'm making the quote-quote sign in the air with my fingers, folks.
Uh-huh.
For that. For quote-quote distributing marijuana. Before I got kicked out for that, I took a class called Race and Justice. Let me say that again. I took a class called Race and Justice.
Okay, what'd you learn before they kicked you out?
White boy. The teacher was way more offensive than I shall ever sound to you folks. Way more.
Really?
He comes in on day one, the only black man in a whitewashed little conservative Christian fucking bigot private school,
uh-huh,
and says, I'm going to make a statement and all y'all are going to be offended. We go, pfft. You know, of course, right there you got us offended, but we're vulnerable. So
he's
we're
like, you got your guard up. Yeah.
We're trying to be tough.
Okay, now my ears are ready.
He goes, every one of you and everyone on this planet is racist. Everybody stops. Immediately, dumb white girl's hand shoots up. I am not a racist. I have, like, a black friend, and, like, he's, like, the coolest dude, and, like, I even brought him home to my mom and dad and, like, introduced him to them, and, like, how the fuck are you gonna say that to me? I am not a racist. That's very offensive. He's like, yes, it is, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Hmm.
And then he says, what you just said was the most racist shit I've heard in weeks.
Huh.
She goes, huh? And he's like, You're stereotyping.
He's looking at it from a different viewpoint,
you're
though,
too.
You're
taking a black person and saying all blacks are cool
just
because
holding
this
them
dude
out.
Is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, and that dude's got racial problems, too.
Hell yeah.
Stereotypes.
I'm sure he was self-conscious being in that situation.
Bigotry against others of which he is unaware, because bigotry is truly ignorance of other cultures.
Well, it's inborn and inbred, and it has more to do maybe with culture than with color, too.
And we listened to him, and I knew right away the motherfucker was right. I was one of the few people in the class who understood what the fuck he was saying.
Was able to see his side.
I saw it right away, as clear as the nose on my face.
Yeah.
And I'd said it to other people and gotten in a lot of shit for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? When you speak
well, especially
the truth,
if
folks,
you're talking to somebody who's not your same color.
If you're on Kill Radio and you like to speak the truth, folks, I guarantee you, you're going to hear this one a lot. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Seriously, now, or I'm going to hurt your ass.
Yeah.
You'll hear that for speaking the truth. I guarantee it.
It's true. That really, don't shut me up, but you're absolutely
shut up.
Right. That's why we're here, and we're not on broadcast radio on some commercial station, too. That's why, because... Well, you know, and the other thing about speaking the truth is sometimes you have to speak around the truth in order to figure it out. And sometimes what you're speaking may be shades of the truth, but in order to be given the chance to find the truth, maybe you have to be given the chance to be erroneous and then be corrected as well.
It's almost like relative and absolute statements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people may not know what that means. All right, let the pot dealer be a teacher for a minute.
All women are bitches.
Yeah. All people are dumb.
All men are dogs.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Woof, woof.
Suck my dick, Mr. Fuck You Man. These are all what we would like to call absolute statements.
But yeah, you got to stay away from those anyway.
Now, here's the deal. There are absolute statements that are true. We know what these are.
The sky is blue.
Love is all there is.
No, there ain't. I could argue that one, boy. I could argue that one.
I'm getting to it, buddy. I'm getting to it. You could.
Okay.
You know how you can get to it?
Okay, get to it.
Relative statements. Relative means look at all the bullshit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck can you tell me love conquers all? Shit, people are getting shat on all the fucking time.
That's where I was just coming from.
I know.
Exactly.
And you know what I say to that? You're right. Relatively speaking, there are a ton of things that need to be fucking changed in this world.
Yeah, but they can be changed with a lot of love.
But you said it before. It's all shades of the truth. The truth is absolute. The truth is love wins.
The truth is relative to who's speaking it and who's listening to it, maybe, too, huh?
It is absolute and relative simultaneously, if that makes any sense, sir.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I'm not even copping out.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
like, there are shades of gray, man.
Here, let me look out of my trailer here. The truth is the truth. I mean, it's with some things.
But the
okay.
truth is a painted picture, and it is. It's a painted picture half the time.
Well, and things change. Just because it's true today doesn't mean it's going to be true for all millennia, you know?
Scientifically speaking, we'll go to science here. Or, I'm sorry, I hate calling psychology science because I think psychology is a bunch of shit.
But
I
will say theoretical. Yeah.
Theoretical science.
Yeah.
Theoretical science did a lot of testing on the human mind, as they love to do. Theoretical science did experiments on human memory and attention to detail. Now, let me tell you something. These tests were very enlightening to the old honey badger.
That's what I saw, and that's the truth.
Dude, these people were shown things, and 3 minutes later, they were like 20% recollection on what the fuck they just saw.
I believe that.
That means in a 3-minute period, you not only knew you were supposed to pay attention, you've been commanded to pay attention, and you still don't know what the fuck you were looking at.
100%
You were like a 10%. Most of them.
I was paying attention with 100% of that 10% of that brain I used.
Which means about 0.00001. So we got some old classics that I want to start with, John. And I know you got music up your sleeve and shit too. But
I do.
These are like very, very seminal, influential, and I believe honest songs from the millennium.
Uh-huh.
And this one came out right about 2000, so it's fucking classic rock in my world by about now.
Yeah, it's ancient history. Yeah, what do you got? Which one is it? What's your choice?
I know my good brother Jonathan Toth from Hoth from the Frozen Food section will approve of these choices. We're going to start with LP. That's L-P. Fantastic Damage is the name of the album off the now-defunct Raucous Records. The first song I would like you to play is the one called Fantastic Damage, the title track.
Come to a close, and I've had my last dance with you. things I had to say. Oh, we'll wait until another day.
Shit. Some will gravitate to the falcon and burn in worthlessness. Hanging with the herd is my joy. You boy ought to take a floor. When the farmers feed the murder and ploy, we still collect the rebel fractions. Dirt and just follow. The citizens are love to be loved. We just follow. They hate the kids, homie. So fuck them, say the adults. Kids are patriotic, robotic, operate catapults and goose step over innocence. Vagrant of Reaganomics phase. Read the books that will burn at the bar race.
Independent like this, fuck. Jesus.
You misinterpreted that punk crush shit. Some man punk crush this. Spectacular dawning in the herd, getting a fashion with distraction and bliss. 12 took a sabbatical, but back for the new semester. Rocking that class action suit for the large amount of floor. Plus, fuck the estrogen. Imagine this is a by cypher, detaining all the
way.
You need a hard that negative style to the anti-gross, ho, bitch. This is the police for the radio wank. We rock that wound aesthetic. The name of this routine is lava, man. You just don't get it. Please try to carve it out my dead. Put a little bit of that face to it. Put a little bit of start to fade, I might get loosened. Every motherfucker hand that's with a free month of internet access. And updated in 2003 version of the mega cloud. I'm a prequel that was never written right. Without classic Brooklyn magic, without LucasArts graphics, brother cuddly comic relief creatures and terrible child actors.
Get off that Jane elephant, you
and
stone.
And remember everything backwards.
Backwards. Backwards.
The Dale Nasa touching your soul.
Don't make me bite your face. Cause it ain't like I like the taste. It's more of a psychological thing. My heart pace never change. But your cabbage, you get rearranged. Don't make me bite your face.
Your face.
Cause it ain't like I like the taste.
The taste.
It's more of a psychological thing. My heart pace never change. But your cabbage, you get rearranged. And I don't even pack no gat.
Nope.
I'd rather run up on you and your crew with a great adventure back. And when the deed's done, it goes up the sleeve. And when the one time come, I'll be in the breeze. You may be different, but you're a poetic front. The difference between us is that we say what we want. Especially after we light the blunt.
Light the blunt.
Some of us like to pull cards, I pull stunts. I broke up with my ex on some bachelor shit.
What?
Now I'm killing two birds with the same dick. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? The same cat that left the mic smoking. Left the man that steals back broken. Chilling with Lois Lane and she's open. Cause I can suck a cookie out of pussy when it's soaking.
Chick bit my head off, but the ass was magic. Should have seen a tattoo in the back of a praying mantis. Cut my chest like red sand, but it splashed the crack of a mansion. The baby girl's amped and learning how to walk on both hands backwards. Morning fantastic damage with a grill sunk in the mattress.
That's my language.
Wrote at insane angles, all tangled up with damage. Star spangled mangler, fuck bot, out of money shot. Hit her in the shitter, I'm hitting with KY liquid and double kitchen gloves. Love, loving it. Comfortable naked and tasted like a patriot.
I'm wearing a dookie rope and some oven mitts.
Suck clits like vast air verse mother reminder. And that's my b-boy, Alpha Numeric. Vagina diner now. Chick screams so loud I can hear it on my last album. And smell her in the shower where we fucked the chill out G version. If I've got the power,
getting kind of hectic. The house pets seem alert, you're abusing, the neighbors leaving messages. Get in your stomach and I'll plug you in all your entrances and one exit, whispering quotes from the tempest. Dr. Hell no.
Oh, yes,
with
I
a surgical
did.
Scrub on a baby arm inserted from fist to elbow. I drank her bath water in a shot glass. Then ran my tongue up the crack of her ass till our future children hatched. The mushrooms had me seeing some sort of deep organic map on some primal altered state sex. I felt connected to the past. Collapsed nasty, wet, and wept into her neck, suckling on her swollen nipples. Then I drifted into REM, where I dreamt of little bouncing cherubs with clit rings and sexy wood nymphs and crotchless lederhosen and begging to get bent.
Don't make me bite your face, cause it ain't like I like the taste. It's more of a psychological thing. My heart pacer never changed. Put your cabbage, you get rearranged. Don't make me bite your face, cause it ain't like I like the taste. It's more of a psychological thing. My heart pacer never changed. Put your cabbage, you get rearranged. I usually bust raps for fun, and if six was nine, I'd probably bust a machine gun. Niggas hate me, cause I scribbled the cold vein. Ice grilled Medusa and I'm stone free. Well, actually, I was purple haze, chewing on lasers, frozen a Hendrix maze. Look at these sloppy cats with their copied raps. Our shit is too hard to study. Ox is brilliant. Our yin is colorful, but our yang is muddy. And if you ever thought you had one up on me, there had to be a projection from R2-D2, cause I am not see-through. I'm more like, you cross the line and I'll see you in intensive. You think I care if your titties are sensitive? Niggas be don't make me bite your face, cause it ain't like I like the taste. It's more of a psychological thing. My heart pacer never changed, but your cabbage will get rearranged. Fantastic damage, like what?
File that in
what?
This must be underground.
What? Taking over. What? I might have to bite your face.
Hey, what? Why don't you write stuff you of my ass?
breaking the doors. I'm playing ball with thermonuclear game. It's been rain, the hope is lame. Who the fuck is down to steal with some pain? We think an angel with a shit or some cabinets for the scripts I'm laying. Trying to draw this figure eight with a twig. It's up to symmetry alone, it's a prescription of lid. The rusty shot, the rebel car, but won't keep plummeting me. This is a dog fight for the privilege of open the pit. And I'ma rally round the family till the quota complete. My generation is beautiful, come around, hold the bliss. And the answer to just a little to my friend on the tip. But let's be torch on and try this in exact on the script. Two mass damper, baby, and that's the shit.
That was awesome.
A little easy listening for you by LP.
That was amazingly deep. Just really, but the most deepest, weirdest thing that you just told me is this guy is like a chubby, white, ginger guy.
One of them white niggers.
That's really racist.
One of them white niggers.
I mean, calling him a ginger like that.
You know, calling a white man a ginger is a lot like calling someone else an IWG. I do albino.
Yeah, really.
And I'm sorry if y'all are, because I don't think Mr. LP gives a fuck if you are neither.
That's really crazy. Well, that was Cannibal Ox.
From the group Cannibal Ox.
Cannibal Ox is the group.
Hell No.
And that was...
Actually, this album is by LP, so this is LP's Fantastic Damage. The Cannibal Ox album is also really wonderful. It's on its own label. It's called Definitive Jux. J-U-X. Definitive Jux. As in juxtaposition, I would imagine.
Uh-huh.
So Definitive Jux is now the new label. LP used to be signed to Ruckus as well back in the 90s. He had a group called Company Flow. Very seminal, underground, progressive, hip-hop group, if I do say so myself. And I know Mr. LP inspired Mr. Jonathan Topham Hoff very much.
I bet.
This was some classic rock and stuff that we aspired to be like. So Mr. LP, on the 12-year anniversary of Fantastic Damage, in which I do believe you might have even foretold that we were going to have another thing happen a year later, in 2001.
That's crazy.
You were kind of a prophet, sir, and for that, I give a tip of my cap. That album is called Fantastic Damage from 2000. Pretty sure you can find it on LP's website, and I think that's definitivejux.com.
Something is weird here. You know what? Maybe you should switch to the red mic.
Am I out?
Maybe you should. I can't tell. You're not coming in very good.
Check. Red mic. Check. 1, 2. We working?
That one's, I think, more reliable. I really do.
So I was saying again, if you would like to hear more from that album, Fantastic Damage by Mr. LP from the year 2000, in which I do believe he foretold something that was going to happen in the next year like a prophet does.
Huh.
That is on Definitive, J-U-X, DefinitiveJux.com. I'm pretty sure. If not, you can always go to the YouTube or where we went to GrooveShark.com and check it out in their free area.
J-U-X.
Pretty sure. We'll check it before we go. And if not, check the podcast listing on the website at killradio.org in the podcast directory under Not So Shy News.
Yeah. Okay, now I got something to blow your mind. Okay. Just a little something I was listening to earlier this week. Just, you know, doing my research. See, because my thing is contrast. Right, it's all about we'll play something you like, and then we'll play something that I like.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
This is going to blow your mind. This is the Klezmer Conservatory Band, and they're doing a song in Yiddish. It's A Freilich Nacht in Gan Eden.
What does that mean, sir? I don't speak anything but American.
I think it's like a virgin in Eden or something. I don't know. It's like
A virgin in heat.
Let's see if there's...
In my country, if we tried to put that song on the radio, says, we'd be put to death.
All it says is a jumping night in the Garden of Eden.
Fun. Chop, chop. Thank you. Don't freak out. Listening to killradio.org.
I'm freaking, man.
I'm freaking out. John,
I think I'm having a bad trip, man.
That LP kind of got me all cynical, man, and now the government's out to get Jenny and stuff. Listeners are three listeners. No, I'm just kidding. But listeners, we got a secret song coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm not really at liberty to discuss it. And we might not even put it on the podcast, or we might. And that ought to scare my friends. But we got a secret song we're going to play, so I'll leave it at that. 5 o'clock hour, there'll be a secret. A secret administration that will be secretly fucking with you at five.
Other than that.
Church.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I do this?
So we got a little bit of a celebration of the presidential elections, of course. Our Democratic President Barack Obama in office again. I would like to say that Barack Obama, congratulations, sir, on a job well done. And on another note...
And keep up the good work.
I did not vote. Real talk.
Yeah?
Now, beyond that, John, not only did I not vote, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah?
Real talk. Now,
yeah.
Here's one more thing. Now, I'm going to make everybody feel kind of fucked up. Guess who did get a vote in this year's election?
Who?
Your boy, the wise old Al TDB.
You didn't vote for yourself? It was somebody else.
It was in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Edwardsville, Illinois.
My former high school friend, Mr. Ian Braden. As a matter of fact. And he took a photo in the voting booth just to make sure that TDB was a worker. And I've got that on my Facebook page. You guys want to check it out? You go on over there. Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, and you proved me wrong. And it wasn't a stunt. I guarantee it. He was so frustrated with these motherfuckers, he voted for TDB for president. That ought to scare the shit out of all y'all. Because TDB ain't ready to be no motherfucking president of the United States. That's a damn fact.
Well, it'd take more than one vote.
I wrote a lyric on my new mixtape. It's like, we don't need a president. We don't need a priest. But we definitely do need TDB. Because Deliver Us from Ava's on tonight on TNT. Think about it, folks. Seriously. I do declare. In the spirit of that, I think it's time for a resurrection of thought. So I'm going to play my free download album that's still available. Gloatingly so, after the elections. Res Election. And Mr. Not-So-Shy has a song loaded up by the name of Bum Rap. And that song available for free download at tuckerbooth.bandcamp.com. It's track 3 on Res Election with an E. You heard it. All right. Drop it like a hot potato.
And only if the cosine of the numerator is divisible by the inverse of the square root of
yes,
the
Dan. I'm sorry. Can I borrow Tucker from you?
When the value of the x coordinate is equal to or less than the value of 1. Yes, Isaac?
Tucker, you've really done it this time. We've got to kick you out.
Well, I'm sure there's some divinely inspired solution we can agree upon that is less drastic than that, Hal.
And God said, if ye smoke pot, thou shalt be kicked out on the spot.
Wow. How narrow-minded. Sorry, I can't
Sorry.
Do that.
What do you mean?
I withdraw from school. I'll be gone by noon.
Fuck that. I'm above that. Their unconditional love is really love smack. Then they tried to pin me down like a thumbtack. Just hating on me. I got a bum rap. I'll show them. First thing I did was get a girlfriend who went to the same school of a whirlwind. The prettiest person, she made my world spin. So I cheated on her while I earled gin. She cheated back, and eventually that was that. I began drinking more and went glass for glass. Not to mention that I traveled from ass to ass. Throwing some hash and you had my favorite habitat. Music was the mission, but soon got forgotten. Feeding my face became the one and only option. But sleeping in Jules' basement pissed him off rotten. So I started to play guitar on Del Mar for tips and got some. Year one, my first album. Year two, yeah, a second one came through. Year three, I toured from LA to Cincinnati with Serengeti, Idea, and even Mad Happy. But most girls only got mad at me after some wine and some sex that they grant me. I'd fall asleep with all that's left of me and then wake up like, who's this next to me? If it wasn't them, it was just lame cops. Once this one punched your boy in the game clock. After the club threw me out on my brain box and stole my backpack, my money, and my gray socks. I went to jail with the gangsters. They tried to take my threads. I said I ain't the one to fuck with, dog. Nah, I ain't no wankster. And if you wanna battle rap, I'll shank ya. And I shanked them. Then I thanked them. Cause I commanded respect and they gave some. But the cops only got one they take from. But I got props. Cause I made some. While playing in the drama of a rock star, I noticed how my life got quite hard. I had a sick rep in the schoolyard, but I couldn't pay the rent with my cool charm. I got another chick that I drooled on, cause she could play guitar and spin a cool yarn, man. She made me feel all noodle-armed. Just think, I blink and she's my hot school marm. Too charming for most fools, too cool, and unfortunately too old school. She got sick of the booze, sick of the news, sick of the boobs that were usually much bigger than her used prunes. She turned to solitude and refused Tuck Booth. I'll forgive her soon, but until then, fuck you. More car crashes and more ass. I got passed around like a pigskin in a gym class. From milfs to pills to any kind of wild thrills, so long as it helped me feel. Until one day, I prayed and prayed and prayed for all that bullshit to just go away. God, give me clarity and peace of mind and find me a woman who can last my whole lifetime. Next thing I know, it happened. How about that? I went from sleeping on the beach to a dove shack. I fell in love with the lady who can love that same guy who likes riding high, kicking bum raps.
I have seen wicked men and fools. A great many of both, and I believe they both get paid in the end. But the fool's first. Chapter 15. The Lad with the Silver Button. Ross of Marwood.
Hey,
Yeah, Nodzilla Productions. TDB and Huggy Brown.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
But I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
But I bet like you bet.
He's your number one first line of defense. While you're still sitting on your barbed wire fence. The president, yes, definite two-termer. No speak it spell, that's your shot with the burner. Fuck with us, bust the bus, then it's bloody murder. Cause my people's got no time for the shit disturbers. Brother Huggy is our homeland security. He posted a perp alert. Take it seriously. All of you infidel dogs, don't worry me. There ain't no stopping Huggy Bear and your boy TDB. Rap botanist united by our love of greenery. Put my money on Hug like I do on the love. Won't catch me round town on rims and some dubs. But you might catch me round brown on gym and some nugs. You think it's ground round? This is premium cut. Spin the wheel round now, Hug.
That's what's up. You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
But I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
But I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
It's so much crime in this world today.
Yeah.
But some switch highs from the herb to cane. Countries need money, so it's hell to pay. And war brings money, nigga, let's get paid.
What?
Cause these ain't nothing but mafia tactics. We mob with these drastic measures for the gadgets. Nothing but another security blanket.
Homeland security?
Nah, that ain't shit. America face fucks us in the faceless. And then we feel betrayed when the truth comes out like
right.
Ron Jeremy in the 80s. All for the score being round the best ladies. Ride a Mercedes from St. Thomas to Haiti. Nothing but private schools for our babies.
Yeah.
So when the rest of the world left feeling hazy, tell them don't be jealous. Life's a gamble, baby.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
But I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
I bet like you bet.
I bet like you bet.
You bet like I bet.
You bet like I bet.
But I bet like you bet.
She got a ticket and she's voting valet. Commander-in-chief of this modern-day Pompeii. If you don't like me, dog, you still must pay. Just to have the right to live in the USA. It's Operation Frozen Fucking Food Administration. A demonstration of the truth at the Last Temptation. The application of our stimulating education. Eliminating the hating, faking Kevin Bacon.
With no money, you ain't got no power. So we sit back, blow, sell powder. Be around cats we don't need to be. Feeling like we ain't free if ain't no weed in me. Now in this time zone, I just pray for God and ask him to help the world while I'm on another level. Don't ask for my blessings, because I know that God put me in the right direction. Yeah.
What you need, governor?
The Adventures of Nickelback.
I got whatever you need.
The Adventures of Nickelback.
Just a little taste for you and the little miss.
The Adventures of Nickelback.
I can take you to outer space.
The Adventures of Nickelback.
All you need is £20.
The Adventures of Nickelback.
You know you want it.
The Adventures of Nickelback.
Please, sir, may I have some more? Nicholas Nickelback, baby.
Original pirate material on the streets. Nicholas Nickelback and I deliver the sweets. I barter from treats, from CDs to beats, to great concert seats, to new football cleats. Most of the blokes that buy smoke are nervous. Those Nancy short circuit in the Piccadilly Circus. I often wonder if they're pitcher or the catcher. They're all dried up like they were Margaret Thatcher. But they all know what I'm after. The birds, the pounds, the love and the laughter. Rapping with RZA, an old dirty bastard. Hold on, my celly's ringing, they say Irish is captured.
That's a bloody lie, he thinks he's too slick. Well, I've got some news, Nick. I'm a pop star and this pop shit's hard. I got caught last night by Scotland Yard. Give me a pound, No, not the handshake. I need some hash that gets the clan baked. But first, I need to make bail, boss. Just don't go babbling my business to Jitoff.
In London, his rags were tattered and he smelled like onions. I said, have you seen Stacey Dash? And the next thing I knew, we were puffing on hash. The added tobacco gave me a rash, and within 5 minutes, I was flat on my ass. He put on Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and I flashed back to River ODing in the Viper Room. I said, thanks, dog, I got a step. Shane West, the Hoff Schultz, and I'm hotter than Depp. 21 Jump Street.
In the back of the bar with the hoes, had them all goosed up, unbuttoning their clothes, and they like it so much, they all sweaty and stuff. Tongue kiss, tits out, knock, knock, hooping up. Plus, I stayed in the race at the accelerate pace, and the late night mistakes off a cellophane case. And the city is straight when the bar's open late. From that look on her face, everything is a chase. There's this thing in the back of the bar with the hoes. I have my joint on the cot, so what you stop me for? At the club with a blow, ain't no locking it though. Shades on, real fog, had us on the low, and we stand in a row while she dance on the pole. I have my thing on the late night, sing with a home when I'm a king of that late night. Heenin' and oh, I have my jeans on tight, curly waves in the dough.
Led Zeppelin, Elton John. Shout out to the Spice Girls. Ali G. Charles Dickens. Anything that you need. Come on, Great Britain.
It's the Adventures of Nickelback.
Manchester United. John Lennon.
It's the Adventures of Nickelback.
Arsenal. Beckham. Tony Blair.
It's the Adventures of Nickelback.
John Cleese, Monty Python, and all the garage punks.
Oh, come on. Don't forget my blowing.
Oi.
There. Hey, you know, I just...
Hey, guys. That's a little bit from the resurrection. I mean, the res-election.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the frozen food section. And that even rhymes.
I was laughing. How cool was that? So, obviously, that's nice music. You know, I'm very musical, really.
You know, there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that in all of this and that. If I do say so myself. I don't even know what that is. My accent changes from moment to moment, people. I'm not aware sometimes of where it goes. But so, I know I was on the back roads of Missouri and Illinois last week. That's for gosh dang sure. I can tell you what. Hey, John.
Hey.
You got anything to rock and roll on this bitch?
I have 7 minutes, a seven-minute video about
seven
this guy.
7 minutes, girl.
He's talking about being out on the desert.
I'm in the desert for it's, you. I got 7 minutes, girl.
Interesting fellow.
Yeah. All right, hit him.
Okay, here you go.
When society becomes tedious and humanity becomes wearisome, there is always the desolate wasteland. 6 years ago, I found civilization and humanity more than I could bear, so I decided to take a break from society and live in the desolate wasteland of the California Mojave Desert. Specifically, I planned on squatting in an abandoned shack, dugout, or cave somewhere near the border of Death Valley. My plan was to stay only 2 or 3 months, but I ended up staying 22 months. The first month as a desert hermit was the hardest. I found a dugout, but it was far too close to civilization, and I only stayed there a month. In the first month, I had no firewood with which to cook my meals on. Also, the nearest water was 6 miles away up a mountain, and I could only carry about 4 gallons. So every 4 days I'd go up there and I'd fetch some water. And I was very stingy and frugal with the water. And what little cooking I did do was on mesquite brush and sage. After that first month, I relocated up a mountain. I won't tell you which mountain because I may wish to go back there someday and live in the same cave I found. And if I found you there, well, I'd have to fight you for residence. This spot was much farther from people. and it had a water hole about half a mile from my new cave home. Sometimes the wild burros would come and visit me. Firewood to cook with and to keep warm was always a problem. I never collected the firewood near my campout because in an emergency I wanted stuff nearby me. So I'd always go out far and wide, ranging the mountain looking for firewood, and I'd haul it many miles. I had one tin pot to cook in, and I cooked everything in there. And after I cooked it, I ate it and I licked the pot dry. There wasn't much water for cleaning, so I used dirt and then shook the dirt out, and the next meal I'd go on top of the dirt. This wasn't all culinary delightful, but it kept me from starving. Mojave rattlesnakes were also a problem. Eventually, we learned to live with each other, but it was always touch and go. Tarantulas were always a pain in the ass. They'd come and sleep with me at night, and if I set anything down, they'd come over and see what the hell it was I was eating, or fiddling with, or playing with, or reading. Eventually, I had to relocate about 8 of them. My water hole wasn't all that could have been wished for, but it was water and it was drinkable once I treated it properly. Used a distillery made out of a plastic sheet and a bucket and lots of sunlight, and turned the foul water into pure fresh water. Kind of stale tasting, but it kept me alive. Once a month, rain or shine, hot or cold, I'd go down the mountain to this water hole here where cattle used to drink but no longer do, and take a bath, a very much needed bath. Would I recommend others try this hermit adventure themselves? Well, I'd have to say that it was very difficult, and hot, and cold, and dry. And if one wasn't crazy when one started, they'd certainly be crazy when they quit. But there were benefits. The solitude and quiet are conducive to contemplation and personal serenity. The air was clean, the days were usually clear and clean, and the water, if you can find it, is sometimes better than what you can get in the cities. All in all, I suppose I would do it again, but next time I'd like to have a big, huge honkin' trailer home with me. And, of course, ready access to a shower and pizza delivery.
Okay, here. That
tender,
was
gentle, tender gentleness.
That was a video I found on a website called The Skeptic Tank, and the file is Vanishing Point: How to Disappear in America.
This guy, if you were looking at the actual video footage we were looking at, he did look a little bit like a hermit.
He looked, yeah, he was an interesting character. He really was.
I have to say, that kind of stuff, I said it off air, John, it inspires me.
Way down on the page. And then he, the other video that he shows is how to make a solar oven, which is...
important if the Holocaust comes tomorrow.
Let's see, you want me to... Here, let me just set it up and see how long it is.
I don't know. I don't know if
it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, dear listeners.
Okay.
There's so good news. We got
you
more.
You can hear
all right.
More narration by this amazing
driving
man.
Back into it just, more. No, you thought it was over.
Yeah.
Solar oven loving hermit right here. Damn right.
Okay, here we go.
Gently.
The cattle are proud. The coyotes are howling. We out where the dog is bold. Where spurs are a jingling. A cowboy is
cooking with Desert File.
Welcome to today's episode of Cooking with Desert File. Today's lunch is a can of chili.
Loading. The Desert File ain't gonna be heard today.
Well, no, he's just froze up for a second here. Let
he
me
ain't
just.
Dead. He's just sleeping. Hey, he ain't dead. He's just sleeping. John, do you think you could make it 21 months or 22 months, as it were, out there?
I've always been an all or nothing kind of guy.
Seven winters?
Listeners.
So I don't use propane when I cook.
Seven listeners. Well, yeah. Thank you very much, listeners.
Yeah.
I hope you're having a nice time. I must say shout outs to St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, all over the southern countryside of Illinois and Missouri.
Yeah.
Shout outs to all y'all.
Yeah.
I'm back from the woods. I was in deliverance country. I do declare I was in the Mark Twain forest. Real talk, no homie.
Yeah. Oh, because of your long journey in that 2 days.
I bet there are moonshiners out in that country.
Yeah.
I don't use electricity because I ain't got any.
Things going on out in that country. I bet there's meth going on out in that country.
Down across the south there. Yeah. I heard tale.
I done heard a tale too, and I might even be putting it out someday. It might even be a new modern day fairy tale.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, Samurai went to Kansas City. It's a good one. Anyways, boys and girls, while we're waiting on the eco oven loving hermit, me and not so shy John have become privy to some information of which I would like to make people cryptically aware of. There was something that went down up there. I'm just saying. I don't even want to say what it is, John, but people. If you were watching
the news over this
right
last weekend,
Monday morning,
yeah,
I'm saying right at midnight when it just became Monday morning, there was some stuff on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I bet if you go back, you probably can't even find it now. But I'm telling you, there was. Your boy saw it. Wise old Al caught it. Yep, and that was big.
You mean you flew over it?
Wise old Al flew over it.
Yeah,
he saw it from three dimensions. Literally in real time on television.
Mm-hmm.
Three dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Three different stations.
Mm.
Within 2 hours, the entire tale had changed.
Yeah,
I don't even want to say much more because Wise Old Al don't want to get in trouble. But I'm saying, people, start looking. And the code word is Indianapolis. You heard me? Indianapolis. Start looking. Hey, John, what you got to play? As a proud representative of Chevy Music Showcase, I encourage you to text vote for your boy. If you haven't heard, all you got to do is type 55678 into your phone and the word Tucker and send that over to 55678. And for free, I mean, as free as your unlimited minutes are, obviously are, for the 1 cent it costs you.
To send a text.
To send a text.
No, I don't get charged for text.
You're helping me win a 2012 Chevy Extension van, a big band van, as they say, because I'm in the Chevy Music Showcase, which is a television show that they are freely playing on television on CBS in St. Louis.
And on YouTube, too.
And, of course, you can go to YouTube and check it out at Chevy Music Showcase St. Louis, Tucker Booth, TUCKERBOOTH. You will find my stuff. Go check here out your local Chevy dealers, especially in the St. Louis area. And I'm not even trying to sell Chevys. I'm just saying check them out. I just did. They ain't so bad. And in this economy, I do believe we should be investing in American companies. That's just a very non-profit / profit statement.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had Mr. Ira Silverberger, whoever he was, calling earlier trying to sell some shit. Right.
It sounded like he was trying to. He had some interest in it, obviously.
Guys, we all want to make money, but Kill Radio don't want to make no fucking money. We don't. Do we really want to make money?
It's not a profit-oriented station.
We want to pay our bills.
You know? Yeah.
Most people want to pay their bills.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we want to make money.
It's because all the DJs contribute.
Yeah.
We all pay in to be here.
And we do fundraisers and concerts and benefits of one sort or another. And we latch on to other public events and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we get out into our community
and we meet people and shake their hands and actually have human experiences with people instead of sitting behind our computer screens. And we do that too. But I'm saying,
a lot of that going on out there.
Kill radio people, and we need to do a better job too. Kill radio people. Hear me now, believe me later. Kill radio people are people who want to get out in the world with a message that matters, and they don't want to keep talking the same old shit.
I think it's time for some kind of action, some kind of change. You know, what about this thing in the news about now? I read all 50 states have a petition going to secede from the union. What kind of bullshit is that?
Well,
I can't believe it.
I think it's really because
they're trying to say something.
You are trying to see people that this is not. It's so clear. It's as clear as the nose in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
We are not involved. And we are not involved because we have left ourselves to be governed by nobody. No one. I don't care who you voted for, and if that offends you, I'm sorry. But no one is governing us right now. Everywhere I look, we are in chaos. It's when I read or watch any kind of news, I see it all over the world. So I say to you, as the old wise owl will, it's time to look within to fix ourselves before we can fix anyone else. People, hear me now, believe me later, fix yourselves. And if that makes you afraid, if it's easier to blame it on Obama or Mitt Romney or whoever the FOMNA, that's fine, but it's still the truth. Work on yourselves. And I mean it too for me, so don't think I'm getting on a high horse when I say it. Work on yourself, Tucker. Damn right. Every fucking day. If you're not doing that, our country's going down the shitter. Secondly, Barack Obama is lying. Just like the rest of them are lying. They're lying.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. What? Somebody just entered the conversation, I think, but he can't hear us because I don't have a mic going to him except like a 20-second delay to Depresso.
Oh, the sad clown.
I don't know if Depresso is listening at the same time. Give us a sign, Depresso, that you're listening to the show.
Oh, yes, I'm listening.
Okay, now I can hear you, I think.
Turn us down.
Yeah, and I've been steady text message, trying to give you text messages.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, today I've been off the computer.
You don't pay attention to them.
We're not paying attention today. We're just paying attention to being real.
I've been hearing little ding-dings. No, my phone's...
I've got the strangest feedback.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, there's some kind of... You might want... If you have that microphone plugged into your computer, you might want to unplug it or restart it or something.
There's no mic in the computer, only the mic over the air.
Well, I'm getting some sort of feedback tone. Whatever you did, you just fixed it. Or turned it down.
Oh, but see,
like a volume thing.
Yeah, but you can hear us too, huh?
I can hear you over the signal on the internet, but
so
coming through the Skype, I'm getting a repetitive, rhythmic, monotonous tone. Boop 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 boop.
That's my heart pounding.
Yeah, you're not that excited.
Maybe it's feedback.
So Tucker.
Yeah.
Do you pick up on that hillbilly accent every time you go back to the Midwest, or did that happen in Northern California, or what?
You can talk to him.
I gotta say, Randy, you know what the problem is? Problem is, every time I go back to Southern Missouri, I feel like I get stuck doing the impression, and then I realize the impression is real. This is where I'm from, you know. Like, I was from Southern Illinois, and sure, I can switch back into my voice. I can, Sasha, put it on the table. Michelle, no, take Sasha out of here. Damn right, you know. Okay, dude, I can do whatever the fuck I want. But I'm saying, yeah, it's getting a little bad, and I've got a couple alter egos. We got the wise old owl. That's when I'm being smart. Fucking honey badger. That's when I'm being dick swinging fucking bush. And then we got the smart ass, and that's a fucking donkey. We got the smart ass. They're all three animals as well.
So I guess the DSL here works okay for this.
Randy,
well,
what's up, dog?
We have the interaction, and the delay isn't too bad, but I still have this pulsing tone coming through the and I'm sure it's coming from Skype. Let me kill the radio sound.
I can hear it.
Yep. I killed the radio sound on my player. Oh. And it also killed that after I turned it back up. It may be feedback from my side.
Oh, you know why? Because, yeah, maybe you're coming into the mic. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, the mic is pointed correctly away from the speakers. However, they're relatively close, too. So it's slightly better, but something's going on there.
Oh, I don't think it's me. Tucker thinks it's your microphone.
Oh,
I think it could be either one. Try turning yours off.
I'm not sure where it's coming
from. Let me try turning mine off for a second, see if it makes any difference.
No difference. Bring me back. Randy, have you moved into your new spot? How's it going?
That's it right there. You can see it.
Oh, I can see it. That's in Colorado.
Yeah.
Randy, so you're out there. You're out there in hermit country in Colorado, huh? Out there by where they...
You can see my sky picture.
Randy moved to Colorado. Good for you. Nice job.
Well, Randy came from Colorado.
It's like me. I want to go back to Oregon. That's my dream, is to end up in Oregon.
Yeah?
My original home.
Really?
Yeah.
Oregon.
Portland. That was where I was born.
Yeah?
Forest Grove, Oregon, as a matter of fact.
I grew up just outside of Denver.
There you go. I knew that. I have family. My aunt Nancy's from Denver. Loveland, as a matter of fact, still lives there.
Loveland?
Yep.
That's a little ways out.
I know. It's a suburb.
Yeah?
Not the big city.
So on the subject of seceding from the nation...
these folks have no idea
what they'd let themselves in for should they do it.
Can you turn them up? I can't hear
what you can't.
No more federal money for anything, and Texas sucks all kinds of federal money in. There's John and my smiling visage.
That tone is coming through on the soundtrack, and I'm never going to be able to edit it out.
Oh, that's awful.
Randy Dowd, we love you, man.
Yeah, maybe we should just carry on the regular call-in line.
Oh, and then it stopped.
I turned my microphone off just a second ago. And it killed the tone. I'm going to shift the microphone. See if that helps.
You fool! Well, Randy, that's all right. We love you anyway.
I still think it's aliens.
Yeah, my wife says it's the aliens. I think it's the CIA.
Oh, that's much better.
I know. Where are you?
How about that? How about that? Yeah, now all we have to do is kill the garbage TV in the background.
So, Randy, do you applaud me for not voting, sir? Is that the right decision this time? Randy?
Can you hear it? Can you hear it,
Tucker? What's that, Tucker?
I said, Randy, do you applaud me for not voting in this last election?
No.
Why?
No. Because it's a choice that... You have the right not to vote, but that's one of the reasons we've ended up with so much screwed up leadership in this country. And believe me,
don't mess with the mic.
Same choice. We
don't mess with the mic. It's making rumbly noises.
Oh, I shifted it again.
Ah,
yes, I understand. But we've got it dead now. It's
okay.
The unfortunate part of our democracy is that we do have the right not to vote, and choosing not to decide, you still make a choice, like the cliche from the old song. But so many people make that choice that very often the electorate doesn't get representation. They get, the bad luck of the draw, and that's kind of how we ended up where we're at today, with a world full of monopolies and banksters and insurance companies running the world. You know, well, it's really
which kind of goes with what we've been saying, that the whole political election was orchestrated. And Romney was basically put in place so that he could lose, and they made it that way on purpose.
Just with,
you know, the way they did the propaganda.
He was the place kicker, and they'd already picked out that Odrama was going to get back in. It was so set up right from the Petraeus shit and Benghazi shit and fucking shit. I'm serious. There's so much shit it makes me want to shit. I'm serious, dog.
I don't think they put on. I don't think they purposely wasted that much money on a dog and pony show just to keep us distracted.
I don't know, man.
And well,
I don't know. I'm saying that's not the wise old owl either, Randy. That's real. That's Tucker here. I don't know, honestly, and I mean that as real as I can.
I understand. I understand. I don't know either. I just don't tend to believe that it's that orchestrated. I do believe that American Crossroads, which is Karl Rove's organization, spent over $100 million trying to get Mr. Raw Money elected, and I do believe that Mr. Raw Money was surprised when he didn't get elected.
Yeah, he was.
I do believe there are, you know, unfortunately, it is like a battle of titans. It's a battle of big money against big money, and that doesn't represent the rest of us. That doesn't represent the 47% that Romney was derisive of in that little video he got caught on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it didn't help, you, Randy. And you know what? to your credit, sir, Randy, to your credit, I think you are a very thoughtful man, and I've always appreciated your insights and candor on all these subjects we talk about. So I appreciate your opinion, sir. And I also know that most of what you say is pretty right. Only thing I'm saying now, which is so sad, because I'm supposed to be the president. TDP's supposed to be the president. And I got to tell you something, man. President don't know what the fuck's going on. It makes me a little crazy, and it makes me sad. It makes me feel bullied. It makes me feel weird.
I think you could have said that about George W. more so than
Obama.
I did.
I said about him, too. It's crazy. It's making me crazy.
Well, let me get back to the salient part. Let me get back to the salient part of this question. And what your question was about you not voting.
Right.
I would never chastise you for making that choice because I've made it myself. But, you know, in Australia, you're compelled to vote. And
it's
I don't know how it works. I don't know if they have a situation where they can go in and vote for the least likely person to be elected just so they can throw their vote away as a statement. But I know that everyone's compelled to vote, and I think that's a good idea. And I also think that the Electoral College should be eliminated.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that 100%.
That's my thoughtful bit on
I mean, on the Electoral College, for sure. And you know what I would say, Randy? I agree with you about everyone taking ownership and the right to vote. But I think it's even more so, it's about taking ownership and about being the fucking change that they want to see in the world. And I think that's the most offensive thing I say to everyone is, you, it's on you. And they're like, shut up. And I'm like, no, man, it's really, it's on you. You got to fix yourself. Shut up. Because they're dealing with their own fucking fears. And I'm saying, that's the real one. That's the nail on the head. If we all made a change inwardly,
this is
we
from
would
a
fucking
guy,
fix everything.
This is from a guy who just came back from a week of running his butt off and performing his butt off and putting thousands and thousands of miles on his chassis. And if you want to give that message to, I don't know, 70% of the Americans out here, you're talking to the couch potatoes that are overweight and moving in slow motion and you know, You're buzzing by like, you know, you're like something they can barely see.
It's like Lenny Bruce, sir. The more I keep talking about it, the more they're going to lock me up. It's crazy.
Well, let's hope not.
I was thinking more like Roadrunner.
God bless you, Lenny. Rest in peace, sir. You were a samurai.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you're a far more active individual. I mean, there are plenty of active individuals out there, but but you know, the general populace, certainly these are the people that are signing petitions to secede. It's like, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't like it that the black guy got in again.
I know. And it's funny because now I'm back to Tucker. This is me. This is really me, Randy. This is Tucker here. I know. And the craziest, yes. The craziest, yes, part is that for me personally, I am attuned to the world's pain. I am an emotional flak jacket for the world. And I've taken this on not as a martyr. I'm not a martyr. But I feel their pain. I'm like very tuned into it. Mm. And so because of that, obviously I am a fucking live wire everywhere I go. And people understand this. They identify it before I can even... I mean, they know. It's written all over my fucking energy. And that's the problem is that I got to slow down. I'm telling myself, even on Kill Radio, slow down, dude. You don't need to fucking spill all the beans. Then you're just going to fucking come for you.
Stick your face in there behind John so I can see you.
Oh, I'm here. Hold on. I'll roll over here.
Oh, I know. Just I want to say hello face to face. Uh-huh. There you are.
See? There you are.
Hello, Tucker.
Hi, Randy. How you doing,
hello,
man?
Hello, Tucker. Hi, Randy. I'm good. You look younger than you are.
I know. I feel younger, man. I feel like I lost a couple years on that trip. I'm Benjamin Button. I'm going in reverse. Yep. Contest ends December 15th, folks. Please text Bob.
Other competitors in the game, actually. And actually, you know, we had made a promise to our listeners, our many listeners, that at 5 o'clock we were going to come forward with a surprise. And it's 4:54 at this time, just keeping track of the time here. So,
I appreciate you bringing me in here.
What happens at 5 o'clock? Yeah, welcome to my lair.
Randy, what happens at 5 o'clock stays at 5 o'clock. It's a secret. Hey, Randy, you're going to be privy to
heard
a
that.
Secret.
I heard that. Until it's on the next Care Package of Destiny.
Well, you know, Care Package of Destiny have been going out at a rapid pace, but I feel like right now, especially around the holidays, I want to get these cranked up to a whole new level of caring. Like, not just sending music, but like sending blessings, you know, like being like Santa Claus to people. Man, wouldn't that be cool?
Send them a frozen turkey.
I mean, like, I don't mean like any one thing, so folks, don't think you're getting something. But I'm saying, like, damn, actually send them more than just music. Send them music in like $20. I send you $20. Oh man, you'll love me forever.
See, that's what the Republicans always accuse the Democrats of, is they can't win whenever they lose, because you can't beat Santa Claus, and they call the Democrats Santa Claus.
Well, no, you just, Randy, you just wait right a minute there. Now, Randy, Sasha, put it on the glass, Sasha. I'll make it rain on you, Randy. Don't make me bring in Obama.
Obama?
Don't make me bring Obama.
Oh, you know, all you got to do is go out in the world. We went exploring our new territory and went into some grocery stores. We bought some turkey pastrami at an Albertsons deli, and this nice old lady's back there slicing meat, and she's talking to the person ahead of me, and they've gone off into political land. And the nice old lady says, "Well, I don't know, but I just hope they don't get that socialized medicine."
Welcome to America.
And I'm thinking the poor dear doesn't know that her Medicare, her Medicaid, her Social Security, and all that is nothing more than socialized, you know, social programs, social welfare programs, and that, you know,
and that they depend on them.
Come to an end if she gets socialized medicine.
You see that? Yeah, you know, there are a lot of elderly people out there who are collecting a pension. Some who shouldn't even ought to be, don't even need to be. Still, they collect it.
Man, if I got going on socialized medicine, they throw the honey badger in jail.
If you what?
They throw the honey badger in jail. I swear there's some crazy shit going on with that socialized medicine. I swear.
Yeah, I think you're the one who was talking to this lady before I ran into her.
Yep, I think it was me.
Yes.
Or somebody on Fox.
Came from Ronald Reagan.
hey, no, just wait a minute. There, a now. Wait a gosh darn cotton pick a minute medicine. There. Wait now a second.
No, you know what it was? Because Sarah Palin has a trusting face. She heard Sarah Palin say it in her Alaskan accent, right?
Oh, don't you know?
That goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan. You can pull it up on YouTube. He made this 5-minute speech about how the slippery slope to socialism would start with the medical profession and socialized medicine. So, okay, you're down to 2 minutes to time. Yes,
I know, he's holding up 2 minutes and counting ready. We're just going to drop it no matter what. 5 o'clock, it's going down.
Well,
like,
I'm
going
to drop off.
It's going down like the Twin Towers.
Got him right here, ready to go.
I'm
going to
drop off now, and I'm listening, and we're waiting for the big reveal.
Okay, let's see what if it makes this funny noise when I hang up.
90 seconds, it's a secret.
It did.
Oh. All right, people. You've been waiting patiently, and I guarantee you this is going to blow your flipping little minds. I'm not trying to oversell it, or am I? That just might be my way of saying I don't give a good gosh dang. You hear me tickle? Where's Jim Tom? Bring that moonshine over.
Oh,
no, and it ain't going to work?
There, it's going to work.
Oh, nice. That would have been even better if it hadn't, though.
It's
that would have been even better.
We are good to go.
NASA, we are counting down. I believe we might be down to 30 seconds. John, are you as excited as I am about this secret?
Something I've never heard before. Something
heart
I've never
is
heard
pounding
before.
Right now. Pounding.
Yeah. Well, maybe you ought to set yourself up and introduce it.
This one's called Secret Muslim.
Oh.
Secret Muslim. I think we're on the final cut here.
Yeah,
John, on my count, I believe we might be on the final stretch. Ready? Go.
Hey, Les.
Come here.
You heard what I heard? They say our president ain't even American. He got real-time African heritage. I seen it on the YouTube. And he's a commie. What you think we should do, dude?
Man, I don't really give a fuck about politics. All this shit gets me depressed. Then I'm trying to get all of the chicks and all of the chips and eat them all and beat them all. Hey, I beat the game, man. I beat the fucking game. I beat politics. I ain't even got a vote. What I want to happen, they already know. So it's been happening. Bitch, I get it cracking. Bitch, I got it happening. No, I got it popping. I got a lot of this. You can have a bit. I had this shit. I'm smoking weed.
Yeah.
And I'm secret Muslim. God says he prays to Christ, but you just don't trust him. I get Ramadan 5 times a day.
I get you.
What the fuck does that say?
They can see it in my pockets, in my wallet, on my wrist. They can see it on my neck. They can see it on my bitch. They can see it on my shit. It's rich. Everything rich. Bitch, I'm so goddamn rich.
I'll take what's mine. You take what's yours.
I run the Federal Reserve. I run the whole town. I run the whole fucking earth. I invented money. My whole bloodline is so pure. I'm looking like goddamn. Where the gold bars? I got them all, got the gold bars. I bought every bar in the whole town. Said let's get fucked up.
Shit is hard, son. That's what it is. Check this. We're out of this.
Now, Les, you get off that skateboard now. Now, Lil Wayne is a jackass. Now, Abe, you wait a gosh darn cotton picking minute there, Abe. Now, hold on. Don't fuck with the chosen one, or you'll get your assets frozen, son. Look at me. You want to fuck with me, Barack? Nah, I'll get you with my gangsters, Goldman Sachs. You know about that shit. You know what I'm talking about. Where's your countrywide loan now, son? Now, listen here. Sasha, you get out here. Sasha, put it on the glass. Just put it on the glass. No! Look at me! Don't you look at me! Don't you fucking look at me!
Wise old owl always said, always a good time for a couple of hooters. Now I'm gonna do a downward dog to Allah. Masalama Mekalaka Lego. Gently. 2012 till. Well, damn, I don't even know.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Oh, I really appreciate it. Yeah, it was great.
We did it again.
Back up in this bitch. Hey, honey. All hail the king. King Booth and King Toth came back again to reign supreme. Hello.
Oh, no. Don't fall in lockstep with them. Because them is us, and us is them is us is them is us is them is us. New World Order, 2012. The new edition.
Where's Bobby Brown? I know that guy needs to come out of retirement. That shit was sad as fuck when Whitney died.
Hey, Charlie, why don't you start winning by fucking helping out? And everyone, one of you celebrities, pay your taxes, seriously. Thank you. And I also like to say, you need a good service job, though. You're going down the Chevy. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding, because I'm on Kill Radio.
Gently. Let's just all join hands right now and sing together, John, at the end of this glorious 2 hours of Not So Shiny.
Sing it with me. Sing it. Damn.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who have to change the fucking face of everything. We are the world. We are the children. And George W. Obama is the same man.
Good night, people. I think this might be my last night on Earth.
Talking this free in a country full of unthinkers just ain't popular. Don't be mad at me for thinking. Just catch up. Come on, catch up. President Sweat. Not so shy John New Sweat. John Glazer making a whole lot more sense than most people I know Sweat. Randy Sweat. He's right too Sweat. And beyond Sweat, I would just like to say, sweater, sweat, sweat, sweat. As in one who sweats. If you are one who sweats, you might indeed save the world someday.
You know what? I have to say, this song's only half over.
Gently, I'm
and
let's
I'm
sing
done
it.
With it.
One more time. Ready?
Glory. Holy hallelujah.
Tucker Booth became the ruler. Obama is gone. Now it's me and not so shy, John. This message was approved by Tucker Dale Booth. This remix wasn't.
Audience that I have heckled so much throughout the entire show. Gentlemen, throughout the entire show. Gentlemen, you're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. Now you may be king, you may possess the world and all its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. So take this crazy world, you'll never change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. thank you very much for bearing with our show, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, if I've embarrassed anybody during the course of the show, I wish you would please tell your friends. If you've enjoyed my show, my name is Rusty Warren. If you didn't enjoy it, it's Lois Lipschitz. We can't take any chances. Yes, you're nobody. Yes, you're nobody. Till somebody loves you. So go find yourself somebody to love. Knock hands off, everybody. Hey.
Good evening. Once again, the Golden Falcon proudly presents that lusty redhead with her songs for sinners, Miss Rusty Warren.
Hey! Oh! Hey! I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like a jelly on a plate. And all the boys in the neighborhood, they know she does it. Yeah, honey, she does it good. Loosen up, girls. Well, all right, if you don't want to shake it here, I'll tell you what to do. When you go home tonight, you stand in front of the mirror and you take your earrings, your makeup off and everything, you do me a little favor and go, would you do that? And you'll say, my God, that dirty broad is right. It really does feel good. Yes, if I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like a jelly on a plate. Boys in the neighborhood, they know she does it. Yeah, Daddy, she does it good. Now, my daddy wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Katie so right. I know that I'm late, but I'll be up to date. If I could shimmy like my sister Kate, shimmy like my sister Kate. She's got big boo-boos. That's like knockers, honey. Yeah, shimmy.
There, okay, like that, see?
Are you still there, listeners?
Hey, they all are. God bless you, people. Thank you so much for listening. We've been around on for about 2 hours, so, you know, we're thinking, you know, Tucker's got to head back, and, you know, it makes too long of a podcast. If I make it too much longer than that, it's too much to deal with and stuff, so.
How about this, listeners? I'll make you a proposition. We'll watch, because we're watching our analytics as we are on the air.
Well, like I say, I have such a good time when I come in here. You know, I have enough, you know, that we could just keep going, you know, really.
I'm wondering if Tucker needs a job on Mondays 2 to 4 starting next week on Kill Radio. Might not even go to 5 or so, from like 2 to 5, unless we get a show in that slot.
Hmm.
I might not even podcast the last hour, but y'all could ride with me.
Uh-huh.
Mondays 2 to 5, that's rush hour, son.
Yeah, that's prime time.
I'm saying, you all need a job, too. I know you do. Come ride with me Mondays, 2 to 5, on Tucker Booth Needs a Job, right here at Kill Radio.
We can all work on it together, huh?
Yeah, I'm saying, Macho Shy is going to be in here. We're going to be recording an album in here. I didn't even tell you that, but you're going to be my techie.
Oh, crap.
And I'm going to pay you.
I don't know if I have the...
I even have money for you. No, you've got it, man.
We got the stuff here.
We got it.
Yeah?
You've got it.
Huh.
And I've got it. We're going to make some music, some sweet music here, too.
Huh.
So there you go. There's one job for Natsu Shai. He got a job today. Yay.
It could happen.
Nah, so, you know, on a final note, John, as we like to say, people, be good.
Hey,
be kind.
That's what I'm about, that peace and love.
What else? Tell me more.
That's where it's at. You know, it's all about being kind to each other for at least a week at a time. At least a week at a time. But, you know, I've been saying this for a while now, every week, to say, people, think about it. Put it in your heart and be nice to kids, but be nice to your neighbors and be nice even
to strangers.
Who knows? Give a thought to the people that you don't even like, to say, you know, we are all on the planet together and for no other reason. You know, let's, you know, create that paradigm shift that we're trying to create.
You know, we
become a part of it as much as you can.
We love our families, usually. We love our families, usually in this world. Mm-hmm. But yet, when we see some stranger that doesn't look or appear like us, we forget that they have families who love them the very same way.
That's the thing.
That's what unites us as a human race.
Even the psychotic person thinks they're doing the logical thing, you know, and people that have wrong information think they're doing the right thing, you know. So
be kind, people. Remember, that is the only way to thwart whatever threat of whatever you think is coming.
And don't forget to stop lying.
Stop lying, church.